The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
In 1983, I was on a college campus as a freshman in college, and I was with my fellow baseball guys. We're going to class and doing our normal thing, and we looked out on the main sidewalk that led to the main hall where all the liberal arts classes were taught, and there were just a bunch of men everywhere out there with boxes. And they had those boxes sitting at their feet, and in their hands they had these little green books, and these little green books were little Gideon Bibles intended for the college campus. Is that still the color, Michael? It's still the color. And they handed those all out to us, and I took mine and said, well, I think I might need that someday, and put it in my pocket, and took it on to class, took it back to the room, and from time to time would read that Bible. I had another opportunity in life to hear from the Lord through the Gideons when I was at a track meet with all my team. We're staying in a hotel, and one of the guys slid the middle console thing out, the drawer out, and there was a brown Bible there, and he pulled it out, and the four of us on this relay team sat in that hotel room and had a Bible study. Far as I know, he was the only Christian in my high school, because the rest of us didn't act like it. He did, and he wanted us to hear the Word, so he spoke the Word that night from that Gideon Bible. So I want to thank you for what you represent, Michael. We have Michael Wilson with us today as a Gideon representative. And because you are here, it's obvious you have dedicated yourself to the proliferation of the Word of God. The Word of God's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing of your soul and spirit and your joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intentions of your heart. That's Hebrews 4:12. That's one of the very first verses I memorized that very first semester in college. The Word is powerful. The Word's powerful. And it speaks to the hearts of people. This week I got instructions from one of my kids on how to write a text message. And I said, do you not know what I do for a living? I talk to people and I text all day long. That's all I do. I think I can write a text message. And I said, well, before you send it, you need to let me proof it. And I said, I guess I'll do that. So I wrote this text message, started with a scripture, had an affirmation, and then ended with a scripture. And I sent it back to him. He said, yeah, that looks real good, and that's on brand for you. And I said, well, good. That's the brand I want to be. I want to be branded that I am a man of the Word. I hope that you would be that kind of person too, that you're branded as a person of the Word, that you care about the Word of God being given and spoken into the lives and the hearts of people, because the Word does not return void. You speak it, it's the Lord's. It belongs to Him. That's why when somebody said, what do you think about the Gideons coming and speaking on this date? And I said, well, I could skip that day since they're in town. It might be a good day to stay home. Don't want to miss the Word. I don't want to miss it. So, Michael Wilson, come and speak to us. I hope I didn't take any of your message. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. I appreciate y'all letting me come here and visit with y'all. Most of everybody here ought to know me. I can recognize just about everybody in here from over the years, just getting acquainted with Manny. I'm originally from around Pleasant Hill. My folks are from there, and I live out here on Texas Highway by the old Noel store. I have had the tree service here in town for about 25 years now. People ask me, how long have you been doing that? And I get to where I don't even want to say it anymore, because it means I'm getting on up there. If I tell them, I used to be happy when I could say 10 years or something, but 25, that's getting, you should be retired. But I'm sticking with it, and I appreciate your introduction. You know, one of those, that scripture you was talking about, I actually have it written down here in Hebrews, because it's so powerful to be able to know the intentions of the heart. You know, you can watch Dateline News, where this some guy, they figured out he was a serial killer or something, and they talked to his wife, who's been married to him for 50 years. She has no idea he was like that. You know, not even the closest person to you knows the intentions of your heart. But the Word of God does. Wow, that's a big claim, ain't it, to know that. Nothing out there says that. No religion talks about the human heart condition, but God breaks it down. It's amazing. I just want to talk to you a little bit about the Bible itself. We appreciate it, and we read it, and we learn, but really, what's it here for? Why do we have this amazing book? And this Hebrews 1:1 says that long ago God spoke to it many times and in many ways to our fathers through the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken through his son. So what that means is that God spoke through burning bushes, he's spoken through winds and donkeys and everything, in all different ways, but it says in these last days I've spoken through my son. In other words, I'm done talking. And we know that there's nowhere else that we know what his son says except this book. This is what God has got for our generation. This is how the word is to be shared. And Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from what is heard by the word of God. And basically what that means is none of you or nobody on this planet has come to faith in Christ unless they've heard or read this book. It's just no other way. You're not going to believe and go to heaven unless you open this book or somebody opens it for you. That's the narrow way that we're talking about. And one more is Matthew 4:4. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So, you know, if you stop eating for a while, you're going to die. And if you stop getting the word of God for a while, you're going to spiritually die. It's just inevitable. That's what God's talking about. We need to be in this word. This is what sustains us as Christians. Once we believe, once we hear it and believe it, we got to be sustained by it. In John 17, it says, sanctify them. This is Jesus saying a prayer right before the night he's captured. In John 17, it says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Not for them only, but for who will believe in me through their words. So he's praying for his disciples and the truth. He says, sanctify them by your truth. And that's what this book is, the truth, your word. And he goes around and even acknowledges, says, your word is truth. And not for these only, but for those who will believe through them. So what they said and what they wrote is what he's actually praying that for us, for those who believe through their word. So that's, you know, the disciples spoke. They had to go out there, you know, they had to look people in the eye and tell them the word about Jesus, and it cost most of them their life. And I feel kind of guilty the fact that, you know, by the stroke of a pen or click of a mouse, we can reach thousands of people through the Word of God. You know, it's really become available. It's really accessible. We can really do a lot with very little compared to the way they did it. So God has put this book here for us in 2025. I'm just trying to know that this is where, you know, we've got a lot of good ministries. They got Shoebox Ministries, Lottie Moon and stuff, and that those are all 100% great, but it all boils down to the Word of God getting to people, and the Gideons are really, that's all we're focused on. It's just getting this in people's hands and to share it with people, and it's a great ministry. But I want to say something else. It's not really so much the Gideons. It's not really so much me doing this. The story of the Gideons it was back in the 1800s. There was a group of men called those traveling salesmen, which was just a group of men that would travel all over, you know, selling whatever, just different things. But they were kind of, you know, they would show up in a town. They'd all be in a motel, and they'd go and do their deal. Well, they were not a very respectable group, to say it to most. You know, you think about things like he's got a mouth like a sailor, or you know, oil field trash or stuff like that. And I've worked both of those fields, so I can say that. But, you know, there's kind of a stereotype with certain groups of people. And the traveling salesman was right there at the bottom, because they would go out of town, and there was no accountability. There was no phones. There was no TVs. And they would get over there, and they'd go to work, and then they'd basically have a lot of time on their hands, and they'd get into stuff. They were, when you seen a traveling salesman, the first thing you would pop in your head was they had foul language and they gambled. That was kind of like the first salesman. So there were these two guys who met in a motel one time that were Christians that were in the part of this group, and they decided they were going to be accountability to each other. So they would keep in contact, and every time they would go to a town, they would come together, and they would stay together, and they would have a Bible study and pray, whatever, and just fellowship and become accountable for each other. And then that group started growing. Other Christians started coming in and being part of that group. And they called themselves the Gideons, basically an accountability group in that culture. And what happens when men become accountable and start being faithful? Well, they start evangelizing. So they start evangelizing. They start going down there to the gambling tables and where their buddies were all at, and they start evangelizing, and this group just started exploding, growing exponentially. It wasn't until 7 or 8 years after the group formed they started beginning to place Bibles. One guy was in a motel, I believe it was in Chicago, at a prayer meeting, and the guy said, you know, Lord, just lead me to pray to put a Bible in every one of these rooms in this motel, which was not feasible for them to do, you know, financially, but that prayer was answered. And they started doing this in every town, and people started looking forward to the Gideons coming to their town because they would be a Bible distribution. So fast forward over 100 years later, now we're printing Bibles in 100 languages. You know, so I was talking about, we do have missionaries, we do have evangelists, but we don't have people who speak 100 languages. We don't have visionaries, and we go into 200 countries. And that's just about every country in the world. I can guarantee you there's less than 10 countries that we're allowed in. We're everywhere, and we're distributing Bibles in all these languages. And, you know, we just don't have the people to do that. But we do have the resources and the Bibles. We're trying to get them in those places. And it's just really strange to me. I don't know if y'all know, Jeff Harris is one of the Gideons. He just got back from Cambodia. He went over there with a group, and they passed out 52,000 Bibles. And that's amazing in itself, but what's really amazing is you start looking at Cambodia is probably 85% Buddhist, 10% Muslim, 5% Hindu. There's no Christians there, and everybody wants a Bible. And they'll go into town, and the mayor will make everybody come in his administration and get a Bible. The principals, not only all the kids get them, but the principals will bring all the teachers down, make sure everybody gets a Bible. And none of these people are Christians. It's just like, how is that? Why is that even happening? Other than the Spirit of God is moving with the Word of God, and you know, it's in the last days that the Word is going to be prolific, and everywhere, everybody's going to have the opportunity to hear the Word, and that's what's happening really with the Gideons. Is the Word is going out, and it's going to all these places. And it's really a miraculous thing, the way it's done. I got a testimony right here from a guy I wrote. He was outside of Uganda, and he was going to a school. It says it wasn't very easily accessible. You can only get there with a four-wheel-drive truck. So one day, a group of Gideons arrived and at the crest of a hill and looked down in the Jinja Valley, that located the school where they had committed to place the Word of God. By the time they arrived in the schoolyard, me and the children had gone home because it was the end of the day. But the teachers came running out enthusiastically, greeting them and telling them that they had been praying for them to come. The Gideons asked about the children, and the teachers said, "Don't worry, we'll get them here." And they began to ring a bell, and the children came from every direction in the schoolyard until 600 or 700 students were lined up. The Gideon presented each student with a testament. Each child received their copy gladly. The teacher rejoiced and told the Gideons that they had been praying for weeks for them to come and give the children the books that tells about Jesus. The teachers took the Gideons in the classroom where they had a small library, and it contained a few Gideon testaments. The principal told them that these were the only textbooks they had and explained, "Now you realize how the extent of the precious possession you've given these children. It said the Gideons took the testament and looked in the back cover where the signature line where someone who accepts Jesus as their Savior said there was one name on the line, another name under it, another name beside it, and several more names at the bottom. He counted 25 names in the back of that one New Testament in that school library. Now, I'll tell you, this costs about $1.50 to get printed and shipped anywhere in the world. And somebody, I was telling the big story about the Gideons, the fact that we give out about 10 million Bibles a week. You know, the Gideons don't have any resources to do that. That's why I'm here. We're looking for the church and hold to be part of this ministry because we don't have that kind of resource. But it's happening. We're giving away. It costs about $1.50 to get this Bible printed and shipped. So somebody gave $1.50, and he's got 25 stars in his crown because these people have come to Christ. It's just like we're saying, the word doesn't return void. Once it gets out there, God's going to use it. God's going to send it right exactly where he wants it to go, and it's going to do exactly what he wants it to do. But and it's very exciting to me to see these other countries, like Cambodia and stuff, and just how enthusiastic they are and just wanting the Bible. There was one went to Thailand, not Thailand, is it Tijuana? Taiwan. And the same thing, it's just like no Christians there. They just couldn't give away enough Bibles. People were chasing them down, looking for them. But here locally, we have about 7 Gideons that went to Angola last weekend. We're the only group that they'll allow to go all through the whole prison. And this is the Bibles we give away. These are a full Bible that we give away in the prisons. And we give away about 2,000 Bibles down there. And I traded one because I seen this guy had this Bible. This is what they look like new. And I seen this guy had this Bible. I said, man, that's got some miles on it right there. This guy, you know, you talk about word not returning void. Somebody's getting in the word. You know, this is a valuable thing, knowing that, you know, somebody paid for this and somebody's been diligent about reading it. And I actually go up to the detention center every Monday night and pass out Bibles and do a little lesson in there. I'll just talk to them guys and we'll pass out Bibles up there every Monday night. And that's, we have to go, you know, we have to go one dorm at a time. So they got 4 dorms. So we'll take them to the chapel, and anybody wants to go to chapel, and we generally got somebody in there that play the piano or something, and we'll, you know, we'll try to give them a message, and there's a lot of guys, I mean, a lot of them guys, it ain't got nothing to do but to listen, and you can tell, you know, people ask me about it, you know, like my son said, Dad's going up there tonight around all them bad people, and I thought, that's what I thought too when I first went. But you know, there were guys just like us that just went the wrong direction, and a lot of them go right back to it when they get out. But you know, they're all listening when I'm there. They're listening. They're attentive. They're reading the Bibles and stuff. And it's just seeds planted. You know, the way I look at it, you know, we didn't all come to Christ the first time we heard it, or first time we got in trouble or something. And that I just really refreshing to me to go up there because them guys are really. They really know, you know, what I see is they know what they've been doing ain't working, and they're looking for something better, looking for something that's going to work. And I try to explain that to them. You know, it's in this book. If you want to know how to be what the real definition of a man is, God, look at the God man. If you want to know how a marriage works, look at the man who created marriage. Or if you want to know how to raise kids, you know, it's all right there. You know, and that's what I do. That's what I do. I go up there and push that. So back to what I'm here for is back we're trying to give these Bibles away, and we're just looking for help. We're looking for people to be part of this ministry. I'm just the middleman. I get them and I give them out. So some ways we do that is one thing is this flyer. I don't know if y'all picked up these flyers in the back, but they've got an envelope in here. It's already addressed. They got a place here for a credit card you can fill out. They got a website on here where you can donate anything, just about anything you got, from a motorcycle, boats, land. The guy that owns Sunset Marina, I can't remember what his name was. I'm sure y'all know, remember him. Yeah, I know you. he donated it when he put in his will. He donated the whole marina to the Gideons when he passed away, and ton about. You know, it's amazing to me that he's in heaven, and people are still getting saved by his work. You know, he's still earning grace up there by work he's doing out here, and we can do that too. You can take this. One of the things that a lady asked me one time, she said, "You got 12 of these flyers?" And I thought, "Well, yeah, sure." And she said, "Well, I'm on a fixed income, and I'm going to pray. And when I pay my bills at the end of the month, if I got anything left, I'll set it to get some Bibles." So that's a pretty good idea for a couple of reasons. One, you can set this on your desk, and you can remember to pray for this ministry, because that's what fuels it. And then, like I said, I don't think God's going to convict anybody to remortgage their house, but he's going to provide. If he wants you to give some Bibles, he's going to provide a way for you to do that. So this flyer is good, and these cards, once people understand how these cards work, they're really doing a lot of the work in this parish, because these cards are free. Everybody sends cards, birthday cards, congratulations cards. This one's just God bless you on your special day, just whatever. And it's inside it says, I had a friend of mine whose mother passed away, and I sent him a card in honor of his mother donating Bibles. So I said, I send this to them. And then there's another envelope in here where you can send money for the Bibles that's being donated. And I say, this is a great ministry. You know, it blesses. You know, I sent it to my friend. It blessed him. He was so appreciative, and you know, it blessed me for blessing him. And then people got blessed with Bibles. So it's a great way to spread the word, and you know, and really bless your communities. I want to encourage y'all to really give me a lot of money out of your heart today, but. You know, what generally happens is we come here and we get a big offering, and then we don't hear or see y'all till a year or so later. But I want to encourage y'all to keep this ministry in mind and get some of these flyers or whatever, or some cards and whatever can help you remember. And just you can give money to this year round. And that's really what we're looking for, because the need has really grown. Like it's just super. It took them, I think it was 2010, the Gideons gave away the 1 billionth Bible. It was over 100 years they gave away it took them to give away 1 billion Bibles. 15 years later, 2 billion. That's how ramped up the demand is for Bibles. And, you know, something that really stuck out at me the other day, I was reading in John 9:4, it says, Jesus said, "They said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work." And I read that one day, and I thought, you know, according to the Bible, it's going to get dark. You know, right before Jesus come back, there's going to be no freedom of speech. There's going to be no freedom of religion. There's going to be a one world order. And there's not going to be any ministries. There's not going to be 200 countries we're allowed to go in. And I thought, how sad would I be if I sat around here idly or not just really giving it my full effort, and then maybe 10 years down the road, the doors are closed and I'm still here, but it's dark and I'm not able to reach people, you know, and I'm going to say, man, I should have done something last year before these doors closed. So, it may not be soon, but at some point these doors are going to close. And we see that, we've seen that happen, and they're trying to make that happen all the time. But as far as right as this moment, God's got them all open, and we're going just about anywhere we try to go, because I think it's close. Like it's getting close to where once everybody hears it, it's, you know, the doors are going to close, and we're not going to be allowed to get anywhere. So I just encourage you guys to help us in this ministry, to join us. And you know, there's really no place in any walk of life where somebody can't be part of this ministry. We've got kids in some churches that bring their pocket change every Sunday, and then once a month they'll send a check over to us, you know, for $50 or something, that they're, you know, they're buying Bibles. We got little kids doing it, and like I say, we got senior citizens on fixed incomes that are doing it, and that's really what makes this ministry work. You know, I'm just the middleman. I'm here trying to encourage people to be part of this ministry and move these Bibles, because it's what we're here for, and this is what we're here for. The Holy Spirit saves people, and you know, and we got it. We're not apostles. We don't have to go out there and eye to eye everybody and try to teach them the gospel. We got this right here. Like I said, we don't speak 100 languages, but we can get the God's word into people's hand, and that's what's going on in the world today. God's using this book and using us to get it to them. That's basically our job in this day and time, is to get this book in people's hands, and we're the motor for that, and we're encouraging y'all to be the fuel behind it and get these Bibles to people. That's really about it. I just want to share that with y'all. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Mike, and he's going to pass the plate and see.
We're going to pass the plates in just a minute. Is that right? So we can do that properly. When time comes to pass the plates, if y'all would all stand up just for a second. If you stand up and kind of, if you'd squeeze over to the edge where you're behind somebody, in the pew in front of you, I want you to reach out and grab the wallet out of the back pocket of that person in front of you and give like you want to give. Those in the front row, sorry. You're not able to. All right. Y'all go ahead and be seated. We thank you so much for sharing your, I want to tell you that the scripture is pretty clear about the value of the Word of God in your life. It's pretty clear. Psalm 119, you can read that whole chapter, that biggest chapter in the Bible, and it illuminates the power of the Word, and when it's spoken, and when it's read, and when it's processed, and when it's understood, what it does for us. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're talking with somebody that's bereaved or in trouble or has lost someone or going through a difficult time, and in your head you've said, I just don't have the words. I don't have the words. Or maybe you've even said that out loud as a matter of consolation to them. There are no words. Well, the answer to that, or the solution to that problem, is there are words that you can speak. Psalms 27:13 says, I would have despaired if I hadn't believed I'd see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He's good. The 23rd Psalm can pour out of your mouth. And those are words that speak to the heart of those that are in trouble. We know that in Psalms 119 it says that your word is a lamp unto my feet. Hold that lamp up, see my feet, but it also is a light into the path of where I'm going. The word can, it illuminates us in such a way that we know how to make decisions, how to process information, how to encourage others and strengthen others. That's what the word does. It's important. It's not up there in the level of deity. Don't hear me saying that the word is God. That's a different word, by the way. John 1:1. The beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's a different word. That's Jesus. But the word is the method that the Lord speaks to his world through. It's important. Mike said, you want to do an invitation? And I said, I don't know if it works out on a Gideon message Sunday to do an invitation, because the invitation is about supporting the Gideons and about getting behind that. I don't want to be distracting. But I want to tell you, I'm giving an invitation right now without the music. Here's the invitation. I want to invite you to commit to memorizing the Word of God. I was convicted sitting on that front pew over there, and so I'm coming forward. This is me. You got one. You can count it in the books today. Somebody came forward today. You go brag down at the cafeteria. Somebody came forward. It was the pastor. He came forward, and he said, I want to encourage this church better in the area of memorizing Scripture. I want to encourage you. So I'm probably going to get on GroupMe every week. Help me not to get distracted in 3 weeks and go to something else. Let's try to make it through the summer. Let's try to make through the summer with scripture that we memorize together. Simple words, maybe one verse, two verse, where we can memorize that and allow the Lord to speak through us and to us as we plant the Word of God in our life. Y'all want to do that? Anybody else want to figuratively come forward and commit to that? That's what we're doing today.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.